You're listening to the IASS podcast. My name is Anja Krieger. I'm here at the United Nations Climate Change Conference in Bonn, Germany, together with Sonja Thielges, who is an expert in climate and energy policy. How is your impression so far of this conference?
I'm actually pretty impressed. There's a lot of different activities going on. There's a lot of positive energy, I find. I wasn't expecting this so much, especially after what happened over the past year with the Trump administration entering the scene and that sort of being a buffer on climate policy ambition at the international level also. But there's a lot of ambition going on at different governance levels from different countries and a lot of drive, I feel, for the climate negotiations.
Mm-hmm. So you think the fact that Trump has announced to leave the Paris Agreement didn't throw these negotiations back?
Well, I think to some extent it didn't. It actually increased ambition from other actors or put more pressure on other actors to increase their ambition. I think for the EU, for instance, it means more pressure to become more active and to become more of a leader again. But also gives them the opportunity to do so. Before, I think the U.S. was really a driver of this process for a while now under the Obama administration. China also has emerged sort of as a new power driving these climate topics. But I think we shouldn't be too optimistic about the situation, because what is missing, and this is a huge gap that can't be filled easily, is climate finance that would have come from the U.S. that the Trump administration has withdrawn, that plays a huge role also for the developing world, for other countries. So there is this gap that's not easy, cannot easily be filled. And the U.S. is a huge contributor to greenhouse gas emissions. And without a climate policy at the federal level in the U.S., and without commitments to the Paris Agreement, it will be very hard to achieve the 2-degree or 1.5-degree goal that the Paris Agreement has set. So some optimism, but also some pessimism definitely here.
Yesterday, the news was that the last country, except the U.S., Syria, joined the Paris Agreement. So the U.S. is alone now. What is your feeling, or how do you think this will develop? Do you think Trump will stick to this path of leaving the Paris Agreement, or do you think there is a chance that the U.S. will come back yeah. to the Paris Agreement?
Well, I mean, they've sent negotiators to the conference here, so I think at this point there's this notion that they still do want to be at the table for now. And, I mean, the U.S. is isolating itself. The federal government is isolating the U.S. From developments or from trends, from global trends that are going on, that are looking at climate protection, but also sort of energy transitions towards more sustainable energy. So I think there's a lot of pressure for the Trump administration to remain in the agreement on the one hand. But then on the other hand, it would have also been very easy for them to stay in. The Paris Agreement is formulated in such a flexible way, with countries setting their own NDCs, setting their own targets for CO2 reduction. So there was already a lot of flexibility in the agreement that was benefiting the U.S. and that the Trump administration could have worked with. So it's not a rational decision that, from a research perspective at least, can be easily understood why they decided to, well, in the medium term at least, leave the table and leave the negotiations and give up this leadership role that they'd had for some years now. So yeah, it's very hard to tell, but I think it is still possible, definitely, that the U.S. will stay in, that some agreement can be reached or some compromise that will sort of convince the administration that it does make sense to still stay on board. And there's subnational pressure building up. I just went to an event from the a coalition of different types of actors that's called We're Still In. It was a huge event of non-state actors from the private sector, states, civil society cities, a coalition of active actors in the U.S. that represent quite a big chunk of the U.S. population. And it's important to these actors to still continue or even become more ambitious actually with their own climate goals. And they're communicating this very strongly and again putting pressure on the federal government in the U.S., but then also, of course, communicating to the parties here that there is still activity going on in the U.S. So there's, yeah, different developments at different governance levels at this point.
Mm-hmm. So let's assume this stays the same. Trump leaves the Paris Agreement, the U.S. is out. How would that throw back the attempt to reach the Paris goals?
Well, I think it would make it very hard to achieve the goals because if the U.S. does stay in and agrees to an NDC that it has a nationwide target to reduce its emissions. And by the way, the target that they'd agreed to under the Paris Agreement was already, it wouldn't have been enough to achieve 2 degrees and far away from 1.5 probably. So there was an assumption and a necessity to actually get a lot more ambitious with the US NDC in the first place. But without this NDC and then sort of translating it to federal policy, without a federal climate policy goal, a mitigation goal, the U.S. will continue to contribute a lot of emissions, a lot of greenhouse gas emissions. And it is one of the biggest emitters. It is on the per capita level still by far the biggest emitter. So it will be very hard. It will be very to look at it from a different perspective. It will be very important for countries to do everything they can to keep the U.S. engaged also at a federal level and to engage the active actors at the subnational level if they can, but then also reach out to some of the non-active states and cities that are not engaged in climate protection yet. And I think if that succeeds on all different governance levels, there's still a chance, but it will be definitely very hard.
Thank you very much, Sonja, for this conversation.
You're welcome.
And thanks for listening. There will be more podcasts from the COP23 in Bonn. Until then, bye-bye.
Bye.